This week's shiur, the food is sponsored by Ben Chaifetz in honor of his daughters should grow up to marry Talmidei Chachamim. The tape series is sponsored our new sponsorship. Our first Nediv, with Moshe Grossman, came forward to sponsor the tapes. L'Refuah Shleima for Blima Bas Rivka. Gemara Brachos brings down a phenomenal story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And it's important to understand that the event begins at the end of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's life. He's 120 years old. He's the known leader of the Klal Yisrael. He spent the past 40 years literally being the address to which all of the Klal Yisrael's questions went, all problems. And at the very end of his days, he's at a ripe old age, and the Gemara tells us, "Kishachol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai," when he became ill, it became clear that he was shortly going to leave this world. "Nichnasu Talmidim Levakro," his Talmidim came in to visit him. They were coming to bid farewell. "Came in Shara Osam," when he saw them, "his chilivchos," he began crying. He understood that his students were coming to bid him farewell, and he began crying. "Amru lo," his Talmidim said to him, "Ner Yisrael," the light of Israel, "Omar Yemini," the right pillar, "Patish Achazak," powerful anvil, "Mipnei ma'ata bocha," why are you crying? Meaning, a regular person at the end of his days has a lot to worry about. A person used his time, maybe productively, maybe not. There are many events in his life he could have done, could have accomplished more, could have done better. So typically a person has a lot to worry about at the end of his days. But this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is a tzaddik of the generation. And he sees his Talmidim coming to bid him farewell, and he begins crying. And the Talmidim said, "Mipnei ma'ata bocha," why are you crying? "Amar lehem," he said, "Ilu lifnei melech bos of Adam hayu malichin osi," if they were taking me in front of a melech bos of Adam, a flesh and blood king, "Shayom kanam ocha bekever," he's alive today and tomorrow he's dead, "Shim kois alai en kaiso kas olam," if this mortal king got angry at me, the anger would not be forever, "Vimosrani," if he would lock me up in prison, "eni suru iser olam," that also would not last forever, "Vimi misani," if a mortal king were to kill me, it's also not forever. "Furthermore, I could bribe him, or I could appease him with words. Nevertheless, I would cry. If I were being taken in front of a mortal bus of a dumb, I would cry because of the fear of the din. Now that they're taking me in front of Hashem, who lives on forever, Shim kois alai kaiso kas olam, if Hashem gets angry at me, that anger is forever. Vimosrani, if Hashem locks me up," and the Marsha explains that means if it locks me up in Gehenim, "isuro isuro olam," that's forever. "Vimi misani," if Hashem kills me, if Hashem snuffs me out, my neshama dissolves, "misosu misos olam," that is forever. "Ve'ini yochol lefaiso b'dvarim," I cannot appease Hashem at that point in my life with words, "v'lo l'shachto b'mama," nor can I bribe him with money at that point, "v'lo evchesh," shouldn't I cry? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was taking this moment very seriously, and he was saying to his Talmidim that there's a lot for me to be afraid of. "Amru lo Rabbeinu Barchenu," when they realized he was about to leave, they said, "Rebbe, give us a bracha." "Amar lehem," he said to them, "Yirotzon shetei morish shamayim aleichem kamor bos of Adam." It should be the will of Hashem that you should fear Hashem as you fear man. "Amar lo talmidav," his talmidav said, "Ad kan," that's all. "Rebbe, you just told us how much more a person has to fear Hashem than he fears a mortal man. And now you're telling us the last bracha you're giving us is that we should fear Hashem as we fear man." "Amar lehem," Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back, "Halavai, it should only be that way. Teidu, I'll bring a raya. Kishodam over avera," when a man is over an avera, "Omer shelo yirani adam," he says, "let no man seize me." If a man is about to do a sin, the first thing he makes sure is that no one sees me, yet he's not afraid of Hashem. Halavai, you should be afraid of Hashem as you're afraid of man. And apparently, right after this, he died. Bishas petiroso, at the moment of his petira, meaning literally as he was about to expire, "Amar lehem," he said, "Pnu kelim neatuma," take out the kelim. take the kalim out of the house because the din of ohel ameis, the dead body in the ohel, makes all the kalim tummy, take them out. V'chinu kisei l'chizkiyahu melech Yehuda shabo, and prepare a chair for Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda, who's coming to escort me. And the Marsha explains why Chizkiyahu, because Chizkiyahu was the king who brought the Klai Yisrael back to tshuva. It was only appropriate that a man who had reached such heights, a man who had done so much for the Klai Yisrael as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, should be escorted to his final resting place by none other than Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda. And this is the Gemara. I think, especially because we learned in Chavetz Chaim enough years, we have to work on the Talmidim's position and the Rebbe's position. Meaning there seems to be a major discussion over here. The Talmidim are great men in their own rights, and they're visiting their Rebbe, and it would be hard to imagine the godless of this man. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, just so you understand who he was, the Gemara in Sukkah says, Amru al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shelo niach mikra mishnah Gemara Hilchos, he left nothing unlearned. Nothing. Agadas diktukei Torah, diktukei Sofrim, Kalim, Chamuras, there's certain things that Rashi says, Eini yodea mahu. The man had mastered kola Torah kula, there was nothing left, and he's leaving this earth. And his last bracha to his Talmidim is, you should fear Hashem like you fear a man. And his Talmidim say back to him, very good, Rebbe, that's all? And he says back to them, no, halavai, it should only be that way, and I'll prove it to you, because what happens when a man sins, he makes sure that man doesn't see him, but he doesn't make sure God doesn't see him. So the question is, what was the Talmidim's position when they said, Rebbe, ad kan, that's all? And what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answer back? Okay, so let's start with the Talmidim's, the Talmidim's position. And I think that their position is rather solid. Their position is that you're asking us to fear Hashem, the creator of the heavens and the earth, as we do a mortal man. A man is flesh and blood, he's nothing. He's here today, he's gone tomorrow. And you're asking us to fear Hashem as we fear man. As a matter of fact, I mentioned once before that the Rishonim tell us the most direct way, the surest way for a person to come to Yerushalayim to fear Hashem is to study Hashem's creation. And let's spend a moment now and understand where the Talmidim are coming from. And I want to spend just a moment with a couple of observations.